Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, Director of the World Ocean Observatory. As the global population continues to grow, as climate change modifies weather patterns with resultant storm pollution or drought, as we continue to consume and degrade limited supplies to the point of crisis, the world is forced to explore new technologies and systems to ensure adequate amounts of the one natural resource that each of us needs in equal amount every day to survive: fresh drinking water. The developed world has taken water for granted. We are profligate water wasters. Open taps, swimming pools, endless showers, manufacturing systems, industrial irrigation. The uses are many, and the available resource is consumed without thinking. In most places, water is free or priced far below its true economic human value. The developing world has had more difficult experience of limited supplies to begin with, carried long distances by women and children for family and livestock consumption, and valued differently as an ever-necessary, always compromised source of basic survival. As accessible fresh water is limited to 1% of the total water on Earth, the problem cannot be solved by increased supply. Successful strategies, however, can include conservation, behavior change, and self-restricted use, more efficient gathering of available water, runoff from roofs, for example, or treatment or recycling of wastewater. And yes, there is desalination. For all time, we have speculated about the ability to convert ocean salt water to fresh. And, as in so many cases, technology has produced an imperfect solution. Early experiments in desalination failed due to inadequate processing or energy cost. But new systems, most notably reverse osmosis technology that forces salt water under pressure through porous membranes filtering out the salts, have shown increased efficiency to the point that there are now more than 13,000 plants in operations around the world. The San Diego Water Authority has just approved two major plants: Poseidon, producing 50 million gallons a day, enough to meet the need of a city of 300,000, and Camp Pendleton, producing 150 million gallons a day at a cost of over $2 billion. The largest extant operating plant in the world opened this year in Jubail, Saudi Arabia, producing 211 million gallons a day, or 50% of the national demand. Environmental objections to desalination technology have included high construction costs, high energy costs to operate, increased greenhouse emissions, chemical buildups associated with treatment and residue, and the impact of associated engineering, intake velocity, and discharge leftover brine. But many of these problems have been addressed. Total energy consumption has fallen dramatically due to recovery devices that redirect the waste stream to turbines to create electricity, raising efficiency to 96%. New membrane designs have mitigated chemical buildup, reducing the leaching of heavy metals from corrosion and increased flow rates. And new operating standards have reduced intake flow to allow many fish species and other marine life to swim away. And finally, monitoring studies from the large-scale plant in Perth, Australia, have indicated that salinity returns to normal levels within 500 meters of the discharge point, suggesting that the brine discharge problem, too, may be manageable. Desalination is a work in progress, but it would seem that it represents a significant response to the challenge of fresh water and the ocean. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.